Okay, looks like she's not here.
394, request of Lightning to address council regarding micro apartments.
Good morning.
Good morning. I represent Think Lightning Company. My name is Lightning. A couple things I guess I want a lot of people to begin to think about is that when we're trying to end chronic homelessness throughout Portland, Multnomah County, should we be looking at the overall population compared to the amount of housing units within Portland, Multnomah County? And my thinking is that if we begin to get that number within a balance relatively close, does that mean that we will end chronic homelessness throughout Portland, Multnomah County? I think we need to have more studies on that, on the population, on the number of units, and creating that balance to try to end that chronic homelessness throughout Portland, Multnomah County. And again, what that term means is that basically somebody who's been homeless for over, say, 1 year, and there's other factors that come into play, but basically it's kind of a time frame type issue. And if we can get that into balance, into check, that then we're just focusing on people that, yes, we'll never end homelessness. We'll always have homeless people throughout Portland, Multnomah County. But can we get it to run efficiently enough that we're really just focusing on that first 12 months, that one-year time frame? If you're homeless, we want to try to get you into housing before 1 year. We want to keep chronic homelessness ended. And when you start calculating, once we get into the chronic homelessness area, 50% of the publicly funded services apply to that group. So if we can get them into housing first, and studies have shown that $30,000 per year is a cost. So if we have 1,500 people, we're talking $45 million in publicly funded services. Now, if we can get them into housing first, we're going to save a tremendous amount of money. And my calculations also are not taking into effect the businesses will improve their income. When you calculate that throughout the city in Portland, Multnomah County, at just say a 5% of their gross income, we're talking a tremendous amount of savings to Portland, Multnomah County throughout the city. And ultimately, what we're doing is improving the health of the homeless. We're providing them housing. We're providing them safety. We're providing them longevity in living longer. And studies show that people outside who are homeless, chronically homeless, their lifespan is shortened. There is no other possibility but to look at ending chronically homeless throughout this city. It makes sense on a moral standpoint, on a fiscal standpoint. It makes sense for the city of Portland. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, let's move to